John Czarnecki, the city's director of economic development and planning, presented the new report to the Planning and Zoning Commission this week.
In the economic development area, one of our goals, our high priority goals, was to promote a downtown area that attracts visitors and residents. And as you, one of the activities that was accomplished was the renovation of the old DOT yard into Sylvania Creek Park, creating an asset for all of downtown.
Other changes to help foster a more hip downtown feel include changes to city code regarding food trucks, which allow them to operate anywhere in the city with landowner permission, making them truly mobile. And while a revamped downtown has been a high-profile focus, the city made other investments to sort of tidy and brighten things up, like in the storefront improvement program.
Since this was first adopted, this program, the city has contributed about $84,000, and it's resulted in about $375,000 of private investment. So it's really, I think, done a nice job as far as leveraging dollars and improvements within the community.
But there were other, less flashy, nuts-and-bolts aspects to the city's list of goals. Cleaning up city code to solve ongoing land use conflicts was one. Czarnecki says there were issues popping up in areas where commercial and residential land uses were right next to each other, so the city looked into the buffer areas between the two and made some changes, including the use of fences and trees as part of the buffer.
The original buffer was, before the modification, was 10 feet in width, and we were really cramming these things into a small area, which wasn't good for tree health, and we ended up with a lot of trees crowding each other out and dying. And so we expanded that buffer to 15 feet and reduced the distance between trees. So you still end up with a staggered row of trees that are screening the development, but hopefully we've got healthier vegetation that'll live longer and provide better screening.
Infrastructure was also on the list. How to more cleanly and quickly divert stormwater was an issue that was addressed, but also simply making undeveloped parts of the city ready for new uses, like around Homestead Lane by the Y.
That area was prepped for sidewalks and also has sewer and water extended through it and stub outs completed, so that as development occurs on that area, we are able to facilitate its growth and encourage growth in that area.
Nine major goal areas were established when the plan was adopted, and when the city finishes its work updating the sign code, seven will have been addressed. Still left to go are subdivision regulations and also work on the Kenai River Overlay District. That one is specific to development along the Kenai River. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.